Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
It's the Rundown. It's brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. What I hold in my hands here is from the summertime. This is an official, like, relic. This belongs in a museum. Shout out to Indiana Jones. This is the New Amsterdam Barstool Sports Edition with the cool, like, 4th of July bottle. But what's inside of it is what matters. And that's five-time distilled New Amsterdam Vodka. And right here, Pink Whitney. One of the fastest-selling, most successful liquors of all time. And it's the official vodka of Chicklets and the NHL and Barstool Sports and anybody who wants an affordable but high-quality vodka that you can do shots of, you can shoot it, you can make mixed drinks, you can do martinis, you can, you know, any which way, any type of cocktail.
I love a martini.
New Amsterdam is the answer. Shout out to the whole Chicklets gang. They made this into a mega brand. So go get your New Amsterdam vodka at your local liquor store, order it online, and, of course, Pink Whitney, selling out everywhere. So get your New Amsterdam and Pink Whitney as soon as you can. We start off with John Gruden, who has resigned, the quickest resignation in a minute.
You know what they say?
What?
They say resigned in disgrace. I think it's kind of kicking the guy when he's down. Resigned,
redundant.
Resigned in disgrace just always sounds so mean.
You know what?
If anyone deserves it, it's probably Gruden. But I kept reading it last night, and I was like, oh, come on.
In this case, it's pretty deserved. But you're right. Like, there's probably other circumstances where it's like, well, no, fuck you. I'm resigning with my head held high. Fuck these guys.
Yeah.
Resign. But
it
this
gives
is
you that impression of, like, you give up. Like, I resign. Yeah. I give up. I surrender.
You're waving the white flag. Mm-hmm. Now, I think John Gruden resigned because I think he's like,
don't
stop
look
looking. This is the tip of the iceberg. And if people start investigating what's really bad, then I'm super fucked.
Schefter tweeted that they were going to continue leaking emails until he resigned.
Okay, yeah. So that was the thing. So people.
Oh, did he say that?
That's what Schefter reported.
But, okay,
Schefter called it a clean sweep of offensive. Because, I mean, he dropped the F-bombs. He said the NFL shouldn't have to draft queers. He made fun of
Jesus.
Female refs. He made fun of Caitlyn Jenner. He made fun of. The only thing that we all can agree on is he called Roger Goodell a clueless anti-football pussy. And I think that's pretty fucking accurate.
You know, he sent so many emails, and you can see, like, Bruce Allen, like, getting upset. He's like, God damn, like, leave me alone. You're the annoying guy, Gruden. Like, talk to your wife about this. I'm so fucking sick of hearing from you, bro.
Everybody in Washington, this is going to get a lot worse for the Washington football team. I don't know if Dan Snyder has paid people off or what, but how nothing has leaked about him is a fucking miracle.
So here, they did a year-long investigation into Dan Snyder, and it ended without them releasing a report.
Okay, so that's what I mean.
They swept it under the rug. They gave him a $10 million fine. And then he was allowed to buy the other 40% of the football team.
That's just money talks, man.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
But so does that say that they paid, like, Gruden off? Like, I've seen, like, conspiracy theories that, like, Gruden's taking the fall so they stop going through emails.
Could very well
be.
Because this was a... They said they went through 650,000 emails, which is probably just, like, control F, N-word, control F, F-word. But there's still... You probably still have to go through all that shit for, like, you know, any non-slur things, though.
Right, you have to look for context.
Where it's like, you know, I will pay you off or whatever. Yeah, That's not like a slur, but you got to find it.
Key phrases.
So it sucks. Think they could, yeah. I mean, the fact that he resigned real quick is, people saying it's cancel culture and it's like he didn't get fired. I don't think the NFL could fire him for this. I think if he stuck to his guns, I bet you he doesn't get fired.
You think so? He didn't work for the company?
Personal email. He didn't work for the company. Intent, he meant it behind closed doors, he thought it was comedy. Like, there's enough that you're going to court over that shit. Yeah. And also, look around. Like, you let fucking abusers and serial criminals keep their jobs in this league. You're going to fire him because of emails? Now I'm just playing devil's advocate and arguing there. I don't condone it, but, like, I don't think they... I think they were crossing their fingers and hoping the Raiders were going to personally fire him.
Well, I think no matter what he was done last night, because I think the players have been, we're not playing for you. And, like, and then Al Davis is like, you're gone. Like, I don't tell you, the players won't play for you. You're out of here. I think no matter what, it's going to be a Swiss solution.
That's the difference, though, is, like, you know, the cancel culture talk obviously always comes up, and it's like, if they had fired him, it's one thing. If you, like, lose control of your team and your image and all that shit because you have offended everybody, touch them all, I think that's kind of like, this is how it's going to happen. These, you know, and at this point, it's like, we can argue till we're blue in the face about it, but this is just the way the world is.
It kind of makes me want to know what the other emails say, though. Like, I'm real nosy about that.
That's the other thing. I mean,
like, I want to know what the hell's going on. So keep releasing him. Why not? He's gone now. What does it matter?
There's an old text from the Dan Snyder investigation where the minority owners were like, you don't want them to learn about the serious shit.
Yeah.
And that's when he was like, all right, I
stop.
But what is it?
The NFL knows. They have their hands on it. It's just somehow Dan Snyder can get away with it.
My thing is, like, how are people still surprised? Like, nobody in these leagues or business, when you're talking about billion-dollar entities, everybody's a scumbag. Everyone's got skeletons. Everyone's a bad person. Mm-hmm. Stop being surprised.
I think one thing that we were really, really, really deprived of last night, and I think we're always, and I didn't watch it, the game, but we're always deprived when we don't have the Manning cast.
Imagine that.
Peyton and Eli doing this would have been beautiful.
Imagine. Imagine Peyton's be like, queers. Can't say queers.
Can you believe he said that?
That would have been just fucking beauty. Yeah. And that's also the problem with ESPN, I think, is like everyone was tiptoeing and dancing around. Like I feel like if that something like that happened here, like, where, like, while someone was employed here, they said fucked up stuff, could you believe it?
And, never.
And then, like, it broke while we were on a national broadcast. Like, you'd make a joke, like, we'd never allow that in an organization like this. And, like, the fact that ESPN was just dancing around the fact that he was at ESPN while sending these emails.
It's a tough look for it. Yeah. And that's where, like,
Did you see the Trubisky clip?
Huh?
When he's like, what do you listen to in those headphones? And Trubisky's like, Drake. And Gruden's like, you gotta get some AC/DC in those headphones.
You ever heard of Hank Williams Jr.? Yeah.
That's crazy. And you know, people are like, oh, those were so long ago. It's like, well, some of them were in 2018. And I think the only reason that 2018 is because that's when the investigation was. I guarantee John Gruden has sent emails like yesterday that said that shit.
I think, probably, in this scandal, he's probably like, these F words are wrong.
Yeah. He's texting right now, continuing to perpetuate this.
It happened 10 years ago. Shit flies when you're 22. Yeah. When you're a 60-year-old man.
Like, you know what?
You are who you are.
You're still that same asshole. When you were 50 and 60 aren't much different.
Yeah, I think everybody kind of knows this with their own parents. Like, a 60-year-old dad on email thinks it's comedy hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The world is a stage to a dad on an email chain who's going to send you, like, an old meme, an old picture, and try to be funny.
So I think John Gruden's
trying to crack jokes, and it didn't work.
My family does, like, a football pool. We just do pick'ems, like, every week on Sundays. And my dad, after, like, Tuesday night, I'm sure I have an email right now of him, like, breaking it down as if he's, like, a sports reporter.
Yes.
Like, he'll break it down and show us our stats and be like, Kelly, you know, did terrible this week. Somehow Pat pulled it out. My Nana, it's shit like that,
and the difference is that you know John Gruden drops like horrible slurs in there.
Yeah,
but
Well, you know my dad, you never know. it depends on the day.
But either way,
maybe if we go back 10 years, who knows?
I think that resignation was like, it makes more sense to me that he's either like, stop, okay, I'm out, stop looking, or that he is taking the fall because it does. In defense of him, if I could be sympathetic towards John Gruden right now. This is just collateral damage from somebody else's investigation.
Yeah.
Imagine that. It's like...
tough.
Nobody was going to look into John Gruden at all. And they're just like, by the way, we found all this. We found a ton of this.
What's up with this toxic sludge pool over here?
Yeah. You know, how many people in corporate America are deleting their emails right now? And it's like, it's probably true, but like, that doesn't fix anything.
Yeah, Gil Brandt.
No, that doesn't matter. That's not...
still there.
Gil Brandt threw all his electronics in the dump last night. He had his fucking TV in there.
Just smashing things, burning it all. Yeah, man.
Louisville slugger for real.
Not how it goes. Damn. So,
it's tough life.
And you know, I really feel like if Gruden was just ready to give up $70 million and not fight this at all, There's just something more. Like I said, it's either him personally knowing what's going on, or Dan Snyder's like, you know, we'll come kill you if you let this get out, or here's a bag full of cash. But either way, I don't think we're done with this whole saga. And they just kind of slide in the topless cheerleaders at, like, the work event.
That's probably
worse than...
Exchanging naked photos of employees.
Unwilling participants. You know, they brought them to Costa Rica, they took all their passports away from them. Like,
I've heard about this.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was
but
back
like,
in, like
a long time ago.
Yeah, 2013. That's why a lot
the same
of this
shit
is being
investigated.
The crazy part is this is all from the Dan Snyder investigation. We were so sure, like, they're going to make him sell the team. And then nothing happened.
Nothing.
And that was 2013?
But you know what's funny? Things did happen. We know all
it
this,
came
but
out
it didn't
years
work.
Ago,
nothing happened to Dan Snyder.
He
named his wife CEO.
Yeah.
He got more powerful.
Right. That's what's crazy is that it's not like they did the Dan Snyder investigation and lo and behold, they didn't find anything.
They found everything
and lo and behold, nothing happened.
But if you
bring your cheerleaders to Costa Rica, like, take all their identification from them, basically make them, like, party topless. I'm sure there was some willing participants, but I'm sure there was a lot that weren't. And then take pictures and then send it around.
There's also
and
the
there's
line
no
there
punishment.
Like, the line there of, like, maybe they were, like, taking their tops off, but if everybody's taking their tops off, are you going to be the one who's not? Like, that's always the gray
right. You feel, like, coerced into it.
You know how
I feel at the beach.
We were talking
about
that.
I would love to be
taking their shirts off. Fuck.
It's like peer pressure, but
it reminds me of when, like, this R. Kelly thing just happened. It's like, how did, like, we've known for 20 years and finally, like, kind of seen, like, we've just, everybody knows everything.
Right.
And he's just still allowed to do it.
But what is bizarre is that, like, somehow, you know, everybody's paying the price in this era. Like, even, you know, John Gruden, internet, like, bingo, bango, you're done. Mm-hmm. And somehow Snyder is just skating. That's why I think it's crazy. You know, Gruden, I think, could have just dug his heels in. And at the very least, it would have been a drawn-out process where, you know, he could have...
The team would have turned on him, though.
Yeah. Okay. Next topic is... Bear with me, because I didn't write any of this down. What else did I say?
Good MGK.
But
there's something
that.
Else, though, I thought was bigger.
The Red Sox?
Oh. Edward Snowden has weighed in.
Yes, of course!
Obviously.
Edward Snowden has weighed in on the John Cusack, Dave Williams, White Sox, Dave saga.
The exact
which
I
now
was looking to hear from.
Officially, yeah. I mean, the amount of names from Cusack and Patricia Arquette to now
Edward
Snowden.
Eddie
it's
Snow.
Like,
can we call him that?
You could have given me, you know, like,
sure.
Eddie Snow,
is he an 80s rock star?
Like, Edward Snowden sounds so, like, looming.
Eddie Snow could be
Eddie
a stage
Snow?
Name.
That's cool.
Eddie Snow is like a white
Eddie
rapper.
Snow. That's
my name's Eddie Snow, what up?
Right, it's a cool name. Eddie Snow.
This saga is officially, like, you know, it just keeps getting more and more classic in my mind as it gets more and more dramatic. But Edward Snowden says, like, learn today that if you come at John Cusack, you best not miss because he'll send you out of there in a stretcher.
Edward Snowden, if you're going to come at Dave Williams, why don't you come stateside and say it?
Yeah, right, pussy? Pussy, why don't you leave your
come
fucking
through.
Safe house?
John, he's in your emails right now.
I know.
Another
deletion in this episode.
While you're doing this shit, he's like, oh, this man, this is the easiest job I've ever done.
One, two, three, password.
I'm not even kidding. We're deleting that, too.
John's going to make a whole video for Edward Snowden. Look at me at the grocery store. Look at me just out in public, you pussy.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're dead.
Gilbrand made some sense. I'm going to go flush my computer on the toilet.
Yeah.
There's going to be like a red dot just going up you all of a sudden, dude. You're dead.
Yeah, right, for real. Forget it. You're talking about
you.
Shit.
You get erased by
like the judge in what is the law-abiding citizen?
I was gonna say this is gonna be a movie that like nobody's gonna.
Sure,
first law-abiding citizen.
Gerard Butler,
that
right?
Makes sense.
The amount of times that he references law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, like
is
their favorite
fucking
movie. Even I have heard you reference that multiple
it's
times.
It's a great
so
movie
for no
times.
Reason.
And somehow
it's a fine movie.
It's not
like,
a fine movie. It's a great movie.
I would reference it constantly.
It fits every scenario, apparently. You know. There's a move, there's a the breakup, there's
the
a
phone.
Fight, there's a...
it's if you want to fuck with Gerard Butler, you're already dead. If he wants you dead, you're already dead.
Okay, in that case,
and
it fits.
Snowden is comparable.
15 Gerard Butler law-abiding citizen fans, you get it.
There's a lot more than that. There's dozens of us.
That's just
dozens of us.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's what's funny to me is White Sox Dave getting some run as Dave Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, I
you know
right?
It's like, brother, your first name is White Sox and your last name is Dave. There ain't no Williams
Dave
in here.
Williams.
We said it the other day where this is fucking, Cusack is getting way too much credit.
Getting a lot of credit.
Way too much.
Cusack is getting credit for simply engaging. The fact that he stands up and gets in the face of basically a stranger and towers over him. And then the Mike Squires trivia question is just ridiculous. That's his thing.
That's bullshit.
The minute he does that, he wins, though.
What did Snowden say?
I think that that he was way more mean this entire time to Dave than Dave ever has been to him.
Yeah.
He basically was like, well, hey, man, pick a side. And he was like, you fucking short guy, blah, 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 towering over him, that image.
To be fair, for the past decade, Dave has been telling John Cusack to suck his dick and stuff. It's not all.
Maybe he recognizes him.
I'm sure he
He strikes me as a guy who, like,
he pretends. He said he doesn't know what Barstool is.
I heard from a friend. A friend described it as such.
With all the fucking hyphens. Stop with the fucking hyphens,
it's like
he doesn't know how to type.
What did Snowden say? He has like a biblical knowledge.
He's an encyclopedia of sports knowledge.
And he'll send you out on a stretcher.
He knew one obscure player.
Yeah.
That he uses. He references all the time. It's like me going up to be like, who was a second baseman in 94, whatever year, I was obsessed with Mike Benjamin.
Wires played 20 games that season.
Wally Pibb?
I guess I don't know what your Wires is.
He played 20 games that season.
Okay, exactly my fucking point. That's not like, you don't have
what?
So White Sox Dave replied, what planet am I on? He threw out a name of a player with 6 career bombs that played well before I was born, and he wasn't even correct anyway. Squire started 20-something games that year.
No, that's not true, though.
Forgive me for not knowing that off the top of my head.
I don't know. I mean, he played like 124 games that year. Or maybe he started, but he played like 100. Whatever. Doesn't matter. The fact is that Cusack, like, if you are a celebrity and you clap back on the internet in any way, shape, or form, mm-hmm. everyone goes, oh, and sends the meme of the guy's covering their mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you do it in person, you're going to get credit no matter what. So that's just the rules of celebrity, where it's like you don't even have to actually say anything that good or clever. But, yeah, he didn't, you know.
But usually that's because of, like, the huge amount of fans that celebrity has. And I like Cusack.
Yeah.
I just realized Cusack had
he's got crazy fans.
The Cusack guy. When I saw that video of Dave going up to him in general, I was like, oh my God, he like went up to John Cusack? Like, that's
really?
Crazy. Like, I would never go.
Dude, Cusack.
I'm not anti-Cusack. I just didn't realize he had a lot of fans. Do we need to list
the movies again? I've been doing it for fucking 3 straight days now.
He just like was a heartthrob for a long time. Like, he was like a heartthrob, a kind of bad boy. Like, he's like, he is a classic movie guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy who holds the thing over his head to play the music.
I know, but...
Well, that's him. That's a pretty...
That was back when fucking Billy Squires played first base for the White Sox.
It's like, I wish he had just said, fuck you, I'm rich, and I don't give a shit about your opinions. Yeah. And then it would have been like, okay,
what
man,
if he just hit him?
Oh, man.
I would have loved if he hit him.
I wish he just gave him...
It just would have been so cool to watch.
You know what
would have
been great?
You
know? Just a body shot to Dave. Not even the face. And Dave was just like...
Drop down to one knee slowly. Knock out.
He pulls up his like half-ass mask again, runs away.
But, yeah, I want to see if... How much more legs can this thing have? Like, tomorrow is someone else going to weigh
in? It's crazy.
Waiting for fucking Obama to be like, well, you know, I'm from the South Side, but I like the Cubs, too, so I'm with John Cusack.
Yeah, honestly, what's with... Are John Cusack and Patricia Arquette besties? Like, they must be friends.
I feel like, for some reason, I connect those two. Like, that didn't seem like a bizarre connection to me, so they must have been in the movie together.
Her tweets gave me the same energy as people being like, stop, they're already dead. Yeah, she was like, stop ruining baseball.
She was weird. She felt like a very, like...
Like space cadet.
Crystals girl.
Yeah, tarot card girl.
She's kind of like a witch girl like you.
I like her. I very much like Patricia Arquette. Those tweets, I've never even heard her speak on like sports or getting fights on Twitter, really, except, you know, for things other than like
I'm
world peace.
I'm surprised she's even on Twitter. Well, speaking of, you are a Red Sox fan.
I'm a Red Sox witch now.
Which seems to have worked pretty well.
I'm right now using my powers for the Red Sox, yes.
The Red Sox are going to win the World Series. And this is not me attempting to mush it.
If I just want them to, they will.
This is what the Red Sox do.
They have the perfect mix.
They have the perfect mix of like superstars and scumbags.
Yeah.
Scumbags?
I mean that in the nicest way, like respectful way.
Yeah.
Like I think of like Vasquez and Verdugo and those guys as like the grimy little
ball
players.
Do you know Vasquez? Half of his career home runs have either tied the game or put the Sox in the lead.
And how many is that?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that.
Is it like three, though?
No, he's been on the team since 2015, I think, 16. Like, he's been in the league for a while.
It's a lot.
He's got a, let's call it, was it 5 years? How long ago was 2016?
Five years.
Let's call it, I'm going to say 80 career home runs.
And half of them are to take the lead or tie?
Sure. have to take legal.
I mean, that's fucking incredible.
That's
what I mean. And like, but Verdugo's like that idiot who's like gonna come up in a big moment, but he's also just kind of, isn't he an actual comeback? Didn't he get in trouble?
Verdugo, I actually looked this up recently, and I read a Boston Globe article.
Some sort of. Not from baseball.
Yeah.
He was in the bathroom with two girls while another girl was asleep and being
right.
touched, I think. Ooh, I don't know.
Well, we don't even need to get into all that, but tough. But the Sox are, I think, just that, like, a postseason.
Remember the Giants, even year bullshit?
Yeah.
When the Giants win every other year? The Sox are kind of like that with like random year bullshit.
Yeah. Like, well, they do the up and down shit. They, you know, they're known for the fact that they traded Mookie and they're just right back in the ALCS.
Dude, I motherfucked
one of the most impressive things, and a lot of fans out there need to eat some crow and apologize.
I always stood up for John Henry and the Fenway Sports Group because I always, no matter what, I always said,
won those
look,
titles.
The checkbook is open every year.
Yeah,
it doesn't
yeah.
matter. Like, you might not hate that he sells bricks and Red Sox Nation and all that bullshit, but like, when there's a free agent on the market, the checkbook's open.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time I ever kind of motherfucked him and went against it was Mookie, because
right.
the checkbook wasn't open that time.
Yeah.
Although it still was to the tune of $300 million. But that was my first time kind of speaking ill. And now he's going to shove a World Series trophy up my ass a year later.
Which, I mean, you know, you, of course, like, they'd probably just be that much better with Mookie, but like, you never know. And this team, you made it right back. The fact that you could be like, man, we didn't need Mookie Betts is
it's also
insane.
Weird that, like, and it's not just Boston, it seems. People are just accepting the fact that they're World Series bound. We don't know who we're playing next round yet.
You know what?
Well, they'll be in the World Series.
I would say if it is Red Sox, Giants, let's say. Like, the Giants are kind of like an NL version of that, where, like, the Giants don't make any sense. So they're black magic. They must have a witch of their own rooting for them because they.
Somebody else is a witch. The White Sox have a wizard.
Yeah,
that guy with the
He's got that guy. Yeah, we'll see. I fuck with that guy.
Witch versus wizard could be, if we end up with the White Sox.
Will that be a thing? Because I'll get all ready for that.
It has a potential. That series is what?
0-0 right now.
2-1?
It's 2-1 Houston.
Wait, so that series is 2-1, but they played in Chicago? Oh, they had a rain out. Yeah. Ah, okay.
So now they're playing right now, which is weird, a day game, but I guess because the rain out all got fucked up. So,
by the way,
you're potentially Houston Red Sox will be a hell of an ALCS if that's the case.
That would be Houston Red Sox, White Sox Red Sox.
ALCS would be cool. And the Braves are just such cocksuckers. Just get out of there, Atlanta. You know you're not going to win the whole thing, so just fucking get out. You know? Right, Kelly?
I don't know anything about the NL, so I've
got futility in the playoffs.
I've been hearing about the Braves.
I don't even have, like, wizard jokes to make here.
So Braves. That's all I've been hearing about the Braves.
Fuck the Braves.
But the Red Sox, not only do they have the witch, they also have, I don't know if people heard this, I was like, I couldn't even believe what I was hearing last night.
Say it.
Just the whole team harmonizing to Dancing on My Own.
Oh, that was lovely. Yeah.
It was.
No, I saw that. I was like, I'm ready for the right situation.
Well, I just kind of, it kind of like fell like this.
I was waiting for him to stop. I was like, when is he going to stop this?
Oh, he's like, keep moving it?
Yeah, do it. Pull the right.
Fuck it. Let's do the whole thing.
That was, they were singing to Robin and another
Robin
song.
It
was
like, the other one, I don't know. Someone tweeted me and Coley being like, it's perfectly Fights and Coley. That these are the two songs. Coley's was like, Jocktober or something like that. I don't know. I've never heard it. And then I was like, is this a 1990s pop song?
And that's what I mean. That's probably their team song, though. And they they shoved it up the Rays' ass. The Rays are just like, by the way, your style just doesn't win titles. It's remarkable in the regular series, but it's just never going to work in the postseason. And really quickly before we move on, not to get too in the weeds here, but John Smoltz is the fucking worst. He was looking right at the same TV, I'm assuming, of that replay at third base where he's like, watch the glove, watch it right there, and nothing happened.
Yep. Like, oh, it's
and he
his hand
said
on the base.
It three different angles, and it was like, he's out because he got tagged on the ass before his hand hit. That's what's going on here, John. And then after that, in the ninth inning, who was up? Who had the game-winning hit? Whatever, either way. He's
Fucking Kike.
Kike's up, and you just need to, like, push, bunt, squeeze here, and the game's over. It's like, that hasn't happened in 25 years. No one at this in today's league is ready to push, bunt, squeeze in the bottom of the ninth down the frickin' first baseline. He's like, yeah,
when a
he's
pop
right.
fly will do just fine.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, it's like, I'll just hit a sack fly like I did, you fucking asshole. So fuck John Smoltz. Second half of the rundown is brought to you by Movement. Join the Movement today. You can get fair prices, high-quality materials, unexpected colors. I wonder what that's like. Like, they invent a new color that no one's ever heard of in Movement.
Unexpected colors.
Movement
what does that mean?
Is the fastest growing watch brand, has been for like a decade now. They're across the world in over 160 countries. Can you imagine, you know, there's some guy in some tiny country on all seven continents, some guy in Australia, some guy in Africa, joining the movement just like
Rock and Rupert.
Yeah. I feel like a guy wearing a good wristwatch is a like a game changer.
Yeah, for sure. It's as long as it's it just has to look nice. It doesn't matter like where it's from, what it is. It has to look nice.
Which is so true. You don't need to go spend $25,000 on a fancy designer place.
It just makes you look like you know, hey, maybe that guy's got somewhere to be. Maybe he knows how to keep an appointment or tell time.
Oh, we're talking about the literal time telling.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Okay. No, that's what I'm saying. I'll
tell you this much. Nice. Any watch I've ever worn, the hands of the watch don't even work at all. Yeah. I've never ever told the time on a watch in my whole life.
Well,
that's just, I just basically wear a bracelet.
Why is it all dead all the time?
That's just, I don't use it.
I do that. I don't have it right now, but I usually do that. My watch is
I
just
wonder
set
if
to a time.
Kelly just described the rabbit from Alice in Wonderland as like her dream man. He's got somewhere to be.
That's what I'm saying. He's conscious of his time and the time of others, probably. He's a considerate man. Those are the conclusions I've drawn from the movement watches that these men all over the world are wearing.
The white rabbit should have had the movement watch on.
You
could have dressed it up with some matching shades. They've got all the accessories you need to elevate your style. And again, these things, they don't cost thousands of dollars. They don't even cost hundreds of dollars. It's not $400 or $500. It starts at just $95. And you can get 15% off, plus free shipping and free returns if you need to exchange anything, when you go to MVMT.com/rundown. That's MVMT.com/rundown. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox just continue to be annoying about their sex lives.
I've dipped my toe in this water a little bit because we've interviewed him, and I'm like, maybe he'll come back one day and I'll have to pretend I never said shit because I'm a coward, unlike Dave. But yeah, bro, I always fucking loved him.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that shit about breathe each other's breath, that was
bro,
sick.
That is so gross, man. We didn't even kiss the first time. We just breathed each other's breath.
It's strange. We were talking
cool.
about it before.
He's a cool cat.
He's cool, she's cool. We were talking about it before. It's very clear that, like,
separately.
The crowd
it's like oil and water, both fun things
but
put together.
Sense.
The crowd
you guys
is shifting
cool. Nobody likes
on
a
them.
Couple.
Nobody, it's, nobody likes a couple. Like, it was cool and edgy at first, and now it's, like, it's just weird. It's like, all right, we get it. You guys make out, you guys fuck, you guys, like, probably are, like, into blood stuff. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
Like,
I think so. I think they had fucking missionary sex. I've gone through
all
the
way. No, did you not see Megan said? Megan said. Megan.
Oh,
she was like, oh, she's like, our sex is, like, transcendent.
Have you watched it?
I don't know. I probably could Google it and find a couple of things underground.
Okay, let's do it.
I bet you they fuck, but I bet you they don't.
I'm sure it's underground is what I'm saying. They're probably putting out shit like that. I think
put it
like
this
that.
Way.
Listen,
they
any
strive
regular
to
person,
be like Angelina and Billy Bob, and they're never going to be.
Yes.
Any
yes.
regular person who talks about sex this much, you'd be like, I think you're a virgin. Yes.
Right.
So
it's bag of sand
no,
type shit. You know what I mean?
That.
It's like, well, we have sex on the table, and we breathe our breath. It's like, you know, you just put the dick in the vagina. Like, what are you doing with all these other things?
They're saying all that shit.
He's also starting to look. Wait. He looks. I mean, he does look rock star because it's like I've never even fucking seen what's going on here. But they are just off the deep end. They are in a whole.
I'm really excited for like fucking loser dudes to start trying to use like I am weed. Like you smell like whiskey.
No, that's the worst.
I am whiskey.
The only thing that
that's
was incredible. She said. MGK came up to her and she said, "You smell like weed." He says, "I am weed," but then he disappeared. She said, "Like a puff of smoke with a ninja."
That's
bro,
so
the motherfucker's 7 feet tall.
How did he disappear?
He didn't disappear anywhere.
Listen to this.
Thought of him like smoking a blunt, like blowing in her face and trying to like trying to hide
his giant
so
body to disappear.
It's so embarrassing.
She's like,
it's so embarrassing.
She's like, Coulson, I can see you behind the chair. You're right there, dude.
It's like the smoke clears and he's like hiding behind a chair in the background. Like, oh shit, okay, you can see me now.
Something over his face.
Did that
he's
work?
Like Shaq to that image trying to hit Shaq trying to hide behind a tree. Which is like, you're Shaq, I fucking see you, dude.
Listen to this for me news, okay? This is Megan Fox. Our souls chose this to add. I'm sorry. Our souls chose this to absolutely have to face our shadow selves, she said.
Come
to
on.
To face things about ourselves we didn't want to have to know that we tried to push away. And then later, he said some shit that was like, he says about Megan. She's helped me realize that you can't bury your trauma. No one knows anything about me. They don't know how deep that rabbit hole goes with my childhood and with everything that my body has stored in itself. So now they're like this, they're on this like never-ending journey to
release
expel
and,
all the trauma and
But I get all
lives.
That. And good for you. That's good. Especially, you know, they're in like both rock star lifestyles. Like, yeah, they need to live that way. But I'm just saying, the people who are like, when we're making love, our souls are intertwined as the flame burns hot. It's like, yeah, think about your own life and the people you fucked and like the people you really fucked. You're not talking about the souls, right, and shit.
Right. Megan, you're not on the set of Jennifer's Body anymore. Just be a person.
Right, exactly. You know what we fuck. Do you guys know Brian Olsen Green?
He's a very nice guy.
We spoke to him at the very beginning of this.
We said it must be hard to be him. At this point, I think he's like, oh, this is fucking easy.
It's easy to be. Was she
Megan's
always like this? Always like this, or was this, you know, forever? Like, maybe we just didn't know. Her Instagram captions have always been weird. She's got a lot of like weird tattoos that have like, you know, medieval sayings and stuff.
I'm in a video on Facebook that was like, it's like a compilation of like their breakup and stuff. Oh. And our interview's at the very beginning. And I'm like, yeah, man, like, you bagged the hottest chick in the world. Congrats. And we dap it up, and then it, like, gets dark.
Damn.
Sad. Yeah, they're weirdos. Anything else?
It's a little.
He's like, yeah, she's hot, but have you seen her Instagram captions?
Yeah. She also said in thing is that she suffers from body dysmorphia, which I, you know.
Come on.
Bitches go through shit, but.
Yeah, she's but you know what? That's crazy. It's like, for all the people out there, if Megan Fox, you know, doesn't feel good about herself.
Right. You should feel better that even she doesn't feel good about herself, I guess, is the message there.
Anything else? All right. Anything happening in-house that needs to be addressed? Post-show?
All we've been talking about
Frankie played the drums like an idiot.
Frankie's an idiot.
I saw that,
like,
too.
Like, oh, my arm's been feeling good 35 seconds after my surgery. Let me just go violently play the drums
He said before, he said, oh, my arm's not working. It'll never be the same. You might as well put me down.
I'm like a horse.
Yeah. Turn me into glue.
Just put me out.
He's got a smile for that.
What if we just came and we put up a fucking tent thing that, you know,
like
the horse is behind the thing?
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Oh, God.
Right to the glue
Gross,
factory.
Gross, Frankie. Frankie is the glue factory.
Yeah,
I am glue.
For real. I am glue, yeah. You smell like glue.
I am.
Fucking weird.